I've never really been one to bother about the meaning of names. I was only given one. I had it all my life, as a matter of fact. There are no options to switch to. You can't shorten it. I assume my parents called me it because they liked the name. They never gave me any other reason for calling me that. So I've just been boringly content. You know, slightly unusual, bland name, Hugh. And then the other day I got curious. So I turned to that guarantee of accuracy, Wikipedia, and I read, Hugh, mind, intellect, intelligent. You know, I got new confidence in Wikipedia. My head started to swell as it needed to provide the extra brain capacity. And then I came across something called the Urban Dictionary. Let me recommend it to you. Here's what you can read there. Hugh, being way cooler and or better than anyone else ever. You know, and its sort of illustrative sentence was, it's not Hugh's fault he's better than everyone, he just is. Now, my mum was a down-to-earth Yorkshire woman, and the Urban Dictionary was after her time, and she certainly never heard of it. And if she had, I would not have been called Hugh. She wouldn't have tolerated an arrogant, stuck-up kid or anything that would make him more so, and you wouldn't have wanted me on your Christmas card list either. Isaiah the prophet was a down-to-earth southerner. But he didn't pull his punches either. And yet when he wrote of Christmas way ahead of time, he famously described Jesus like this. For to us a child is born, he wrote. To us a son is given. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Wonderful Counselor. And it speaks of wisdom more than it does psychiatry. He's not saying he'll be a shrink when he grows up. And the wisdom is more than just education, which has become something of a panacea for all ills of society, hasn't it? From drug taking to teenage pregnancy. Now, this is a supernatural wisdom, which may not really have been top of your Christmas wish list, but perhaps it ought to move up the rankings. The government will be on his shoulders, Isaiah writes, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor. You need those in power to have that kind of wisdom. And we've all of us seen the damage governments can do without it. Actually, you need wisdom to lead well, whether it's a government or a company, whether it's a church or a family. As we pray for leaders to discover wisdom, here he is at Christmas. The Jesus whose wisdom has stood the test of time. What does it profit someone if they gain the whole world and lose their soul? Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, justice. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. I imagine we've all been trained well enough. We know that if we pick up a baby, particularly a newborn, we're meant to say, how sweet, how cute, well, whatever the looks. You know, you don't say, oh, what a bruiser. Well, you know, here's Jesus, 7 pounds, 8 ounces or whatever of human flesh, Mighty God. But of course, that perfect world that we dream of, that God promised, needs Mighty God to deliver on. You know, a world where every tear is wiped away, no more death, sickness, sorrow. You can't pull that off just by flicking your fingers. And turning a human life round, restoring us to what we're meant to be, we know what that takes. I mean, how many times have we made fresh starts? Turned over new leaves, said, this time it'll be different. Mighty God is the only hope of that. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. Some of us know something of the security and love and value that family can bring, and others of us know hardly anything. One who falls in that second group once wrote this: a lot of us have grown up without dads. When we find out that God, the most wonderful Father, has adopted us as children, it changes our lives. But don't just think family when you hear Everlasting Father. Father speaks here more of character than relative. It's the character of God who is Father of the widows and the fatherless, the God of the poor and the vulnerable. He's the one to turn to if you're one of those. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Give me some peace. We'll all say that or think it somewhere in the next fortnight. You may like to know that the Little Book of Calm by Paul Wilson has sold over 3 million copies. It's not hard to understand why, is it? You've only got to turn on the news and some news stress will hit you. Financial markets shrinking in China, interest rates rising in America, the latest atrocity of Daesh, ISIS, Islamic State, whatever you call it, the refugee problem in Europe, floods in Britain. The solution of Paul Wilson's little book won't cut it when the pressure's really on, though. Invest in a fruit bowl, he writes. The more beautiful your fruit bowl, the better stocked it is, the less likely you are to stress. Eat more fruit and you'll feel more relaxed. It's as sweet as that. Well, you probably don't need me to tell you that chewing a grape or swallowing a satsuma, while it might add to your five a day, is unlikely to deal with the pressures that real life will force on us, even in the next fortnight. Give me some peace. Many of us will just say it to ourselves, because we'd love peace within. We're full of turmoil and tensions. Give me some peace. Others of us all want peace with others because, well, falling out is easy, isn't it? And by the end of Christmas, even the family will be suffocating us and too much on top of us. Give me some peace. We'll find some who'll long for that with God, because we're not at home with God. Not at home with the thought of God, even. I was talking on the phone with someone the other day who's in prison. He's rightly there. He's done some terrible things. It's been very humbling for a professional man to experience that. And yet he's found God. He's found forgiveness. He said to me, I know God. And the evidence of the last year is he truly does. This Jesus delivers that peace. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And Isaiah very definitely still has him on his Christmas card list. And he's writing to us so that we put him on top of our Christmas wish list. Coming to a carol service, I guess that's like sending the Christmas card, acknowledging him. The wish list, that's altogether more serious, isn't it? But altogether more rewarding. Are you ready for it? Our last carol. As the angels giving us the same message. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled.